And it is the 6th here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Vanderbilt baseball coming up in about 15 minutes as they get ready to take on Oklahoma in the SEC tournament. You will hear Andrew Allegretta and company here live in just a little bit. But right now, it's Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin of the Chase and Big Joe Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And Joe, we love local. We love talking about big events coming to our city. We did this last year. It was a huge hit. And now it's coming back to Municipal Auditorium on Thursday, June 12th. The PFL, the Professional Fighters League, makes its return for the 2025 PFL World Tournament 5. The semifinals are going to be here at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. And in the main event, we got former Bellator world champion and fan favorite Jason Jackson. He is here. Hello, Jason.
How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Yeah, thanks for being here. And he is going to face the undefeated rising star, Thad Jean. He's here as well. Yes. Thad, what's up?
Also, thank you for having me as well.
Yeah, all right. So we got you two on opposite ends of the table. I think that might be for our protection. I don't know, because, I mean, we're big guys, but I don't want to get in between you two.
It's the best place to have us.
So June 12th, that is when you two are going to square off. Now, Thad, I'll start with you. You're undefeated. You've kind of been billed as this, you know, rising star and everything. What is it that you can bring to the table to take on such an established guy like Jason?
I would say I'm younger. I'm younger. That's the biggest thing, is that I'm younger than him. I'm more hungry than he is. Oh. Just doesn't understand. I'm much more hungry than he is. This has been a long time coming, and now that it's here, I'm going to make sure I grab it, make sure I take advantage of the moment.
Jason, your rebuttal.
I think he's just trying to build himself up, and he used an age as his biggest thing. I'm in my prime.
Yeah,
he still haven't received it. He still haven't grown his man muscle yet.
And that's gonna be the worst thing to lose to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As a baby.
And you look, he's undefeated, but look at the caliber type of guy that he fought. None of them named Jason Jackson, and he think he's hungry to am. He don't know my lifestyle.
Yeah.
He don't know how I go day to day. He don't know nothing about me. He's just running his mouth. And June 12th, he's going to realize that I'm nothing like nobody that he fought.
I think what we're hearing now is Jason trying to convince himself that he is on a higher caliber than anything that I faced. And to be honest, he is. He's, like you said, the former world champion for Bellator, and also champion when it came to Bellator versus PFL. He won that title as well. Last year, I'm still a fan of Jason Jackson, but I think at this point, Jason Jackson will hand me my torch as I hand him his flowers, because it doesn't matter how hungry you think you are, how hungry you claim you are. I think you know deep down that it's my time.
Now, does he have a valid point saying you haven't fought? You're 9-0.
Yeah.
You haven't lost. Does he have a valid point saying you haven't fought anybody? How do you counter his argument?
No, I think he has a valid point with everything he's saying, that I haven't fought anybody on his caliber or with his credentials, because, like I said, he's former world champion, and at some point you're going to have to fight a former world champion if you want to be a world champion yourself, and that's exactly where I want to be. So just a stepping, just another staircase for me to rise and go through.
So Jason, let me ask you this. You obviously have experience, and more experience than he does. How does that play in to this of being able to use some of your past experience?
This guy say he's a big fan of me, and he doesn't pay not one homage on not one his interview if you look at him. So to me, it's just all fakeness.
Nah, I am.
Yeah, it's all fakeness. And the thing is that I look at it, I'm like, you know, this guy don't know. I'm just looking back and I'm just soaking everything in. Like, all right, you think I'm an old guy and I'm whatever you say I am, but I'm just looking at you. I'm like, bro, when come June 1st, you feel me, you realize that I'm not no fake. I'm in the gutter. I'm from the trench.
Yeah.
I'm ready. And you're going to realize I got a smile on my face, but I seen you. And you over here saying you the main event. I'm the one that gave you your first main event. Remember that.
Yeah.
I'm the one that put you on your first main event. Say thank you at least.
Oh.
Say thank you.
Gracias, senor.
And he turned around and said, oh, I'm the main event. I'm the main event, not Jackson. He's trying to convince himself, are you getting main event money? Make sure they give you main event money.
Thank you.
Because your last fight, you make $5,000. I know that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, I want 5K. I'd like to get this.
That would be
yeah.
I got to make sure I talk to my management about that. Seriously. 5K. You know, I got to make some main event money.
You came from the backup.
Yeah.
You came from the backup.
Exactly.
They gave them 5K.
5K?
You got lucky. You fought my teammate on Ramadan.
Yeah.
He came weak.
Yeah. He left weaker.
Exactly.
Ooh.
You got lucky with beating you. He was torturing you in the fight.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What round did I beat him?
I don't know. I wasn't even watching.
Oh, I got you. First round.
First round. Okay.
Torture me.
Yeah.
First
round. Yeah, I see.
You're going to torture me too. And I'm going to put you out.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
I fought people that punch harder than you.
Yeah. What else?
I'm telling you. I fought people harder than you, punch harder than you. And I look at everybody that you fought. Look at all the guys that you fought.
Yeah.
Go through their record and look at them. They nobody.
Nobody.
Just like you.
You're the somebody I'm going to step on.
You could try.
You're the somebody I'm going to smash.
You could try. You was nervous when I pulled up. You nervous when you had to come face me. You're nervous.
Is that what you think?
I know that. I could see it. I could smell it.
Truly?
Yeah, I know.
Fix your nose, brother.
I'm going to fix yours.
Oh.
I know that. Yeah.
Do you have fat? You got a lot of tape on him? I mean, how do you scout? And I'm going to ask you this, Jason, but I'll ask you that. How do you scout him? I mean, you've seen him.
Like he has much more, many fights, much more fights than I do. So there's a lot more fights for me to study upon when it comes to fighting him. So I've been studying him nonstop. His habits,
mm-hmm.
his wants, his body language,
mm-hmm.
him now.
Right.
He says, I'm nervous. I don't understand that.
You can see it.
Nervous.
You can see it. You've been doing all the talking. For some reason.
I love talking.
A lot of talk.
I love talking.
I know that. I know you do.
I back the talking now.
I ain't see you back it up against nobody.
You should have fought your teammate.
How much championship you won?
No, I haven't. I haven't won any championship.
All right, shut your mouth. Until you win one, talk.
Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
How much of this is a mental game, Jason? Because, there is a little bit of that, I think, that's going on.
He's the one that's trying to get mental, but me... I show up in a fight, and I always prove myself right. I don't try to fight for the fans. I don't try to fight for nobody. I fight for me and prove myself right.
So what is your why? I always love that. Like, why do you do this?
I do it for my family, my kids, and, you know, everybody that – all the boys and girls that are looking at me in Jamaica, looking up at me. I come from a place where people like me not supposed to be here, sitting here talking across table with Dad. Dad never been to Haiti. He never grew up in no such place like that. I come from poverty.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they give me. I always stay humble and remain the same. And I always treat everybody with respect.
God bless you.
What about you? What's your why, Thad?
I would say first is giving glory to God. God's plan.
Right.
I'm a soldier, brother. It's complete faith, and Jason is he comes from the gutter, and that's true. And God bless you that you've made it to this point, that you've made it so far in your career. But I gotta say thank you, because you made it to this far in your career. Look where I am now. Like you said, I got to the main event because of you.
Right.
And I will take full advantage of that. I will take full advantage of it. You will see. Not June 1st, June 12th.
Right.
June 12th. And then there's the other parts where it comes to the family, friends, and other people that are just looking up to you. And, you know, I didn't come from poverty. Parents were immigrants, but my parents worked hard. I don't know poverty, but I know that there are people who look up to me.
You never had that time. No. You never faced hard time.
Why do you have
to? Never
face,
went door.
Why would I have
you
to face
never
hard
went
times,
a day. Brother? You ain't never went a day without eating. But you sit here and
God
smile with your
me.
With your voice.
God has blessed me.
Continue on talking. Blah, 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 blah. Put your real voice on. You know you don't
God
sound like that.
God has blessed me, brother.
Okay, I'm not blessed. That's what
no,
you're saying?
No, no,
because
I'm
he blessed you?
No, I'm saying
so
that
I'm not blessed.
I don't have to come to
I'm not blessed. That's what you're saying.
No, you're
that's
completely blessed.
Because you don't have nothing to fight for. That's why you brought that up.
That's the biggest thing to fight for, brother.
If you,
it's the only thing
fight?
To fight for.
Why would
we're going
to
be honest.
You don't have no reason to fight.
Glory to Christ.
You don't have no reason to fight.
Glory to Christ, brother.
You don't have no reason to fight, man.
You'll see.
You said he's older. He's 4 years older.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you got me thinking he's like close to 50.
No.
That's what his whole interview's about. Every time you get on it, and if you're like, that's in the smart, he's the oldest in it. I'm in my prime.
Yeah.
I'm in my prime. And I work harder than this guy right here. And I train with stud that this guy don't train with.
I beat your stud.
What stud did you beat?
Amateurs, I beat Delano. That's your main partner, right?
How much amateur fight you lost?
Two.
Exactly.
How many professional fights have you lost?
I'm seasoned.
How many professional fights have you seasoned. Lost?
I'm seasoned. How much UFC?
I answered your question, brother.
I lost five fights. I lost five fights.
Thank you.
I had five lessons.
Five lessons?
Yes. True. Broke That's my good. Leg in a fight.
Yeah.
Still find my way under adversity and came back. Still fight.
Did you win that?
When I broke my leg?
Broke your leg?
I was winning.
Did you win that?
I took that fight on short notice. I just
brother,
told you
that. Brother,
you're not. I'm not. TKO. This is a TKO. I'm going to win a fight when you break your leg in a fight. Makes sense. And it's a valid question.
You said you went through adversity. I'm thinking it's the same
fight. I broke my leg. What would I do if you break your leg in a fight? Listen.
So you lost.
You're young. You're just
No,
young
I'm just
stupid.
Asking. No, did you win the fight?
How
just
can I win the fight when I break my leg? Listen.
How did you break it?
In the fight. During the fight.
How? Did you get
during
kicked?
During the fight. No, I rolled over my leg. I rolled over my leg and boom, I got kicked on my leg.
That is a lesson to learn.
Yeah, I learned. I came back from that adversity.
Got to do more footwork.
That's what you don't have.
Footwork or lessons?
You don't have footwork.
So let me ask. I'll ask you, Thad. If you do beat him, what does that do for your career?
It skyrockets my career.
Right.
Skyrockets it.
Right.
Everybody sees Jason Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're good. You're in your prime, brother.
Right.
Yes. Right. Yeah. I'm in the main event, uh-huh. And this is the biggest fight because it's Thad Gene and Rising Star against the season.
Yeah. Tell yourself that.
Yeah.
Tell yourself that. Yeah. Wow. You can tell yourself that.
So here's
you
my.
You can tell yourself that. But trust me.
Yeah.
You can tell yourself that.
My career is going to be skyrocketing because you're my rocket fuel, brother.
Whatever you want to say.
You're my rocket fuel.
Whatever you want to say. Say what you got to say.
When I do, I'm going to be like, thank you, Jason Jackson.
Hey, skill pay bills.
Yeah?
Skills pay bills.
Skills have kept me undefeated.
Skills pay bills.
Brother.
All my bills are paid.
I don't have any bills.
Because you live with your parents. Yeah. You're a little boy. Because
I'm blessed.
You're a little boy.
And America's expensive.
You're a little boy. You're a little boy.
We live in South Florida.
You're a little boy.
No, I'm smart. I invest.
You're a little boy.
So that is just a snippet of our interview between Jason Jackson and Thad Gene. They'll be the main event. PFL Professional Fighters League coming to Municipal Auditorium June 12th. You can get your tickets by going to Ticketmaster.com. You can tell. No love lost. It's definitely going to be a good fight. Coming up next, the Vanderbilt Commodores against Oklahoma in the SEC tournament here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.